Bollywood show.
Ooh, controversial that.
I'm just saying.
You're just
things.
Putting it out there, putting it out into the ether, into the cosmos.
I'm like Carl.
You're like Mr. Meg.
Sagan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cosmos. Yeah.
Mystic Meg. Carl Sagan. Yeah, you can see where...
both from different eras.
Both and equally educational.
In their own ways.
Absolutely.
Mr. Blobby. That's who I put Mystic Meg with in my mind.
Well, she did the... She did,
lottery. I've she was in the lottery.
Yeah, she was in the lottery. Was that where she got her break?
That's all I know her from the lottery.
No, I think you're right. It is the lottery. And then it was she on something else as well? No, I'm thinking of that other guy, that fat bloke. He's not as fat anymore, is he? You're listening to Bacon Bad, the Great British Bake Off podcast.
Yeah, so mostly we're going to be talking about the Great British Bake Off.
Sometimes we're talking about Mystic Meg.
Look, she'd know who's going. She didn't even need to watch.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, if we had Mystic Meg on every week, we wouldn't have to take notes.
Living in a spoiler baby.
Yeah. That's her range of t-shirts.
Life's a spoiler, and then you die.
We should
be in charge of the merch.
We should be in charge of Mystic Meg's merch. Miss Mystic? Do you think she goes by Miss Mystic or just Meg?
I'd say Megan.
Megan. Megan Mystic, if you're listening, tweet us at the Jerk Store. Find us on Facebook. Let's make it happen. I know merch. Should see the merch we've got coming.
Okay, and from Megan to a vegan. Yeah? It's vegan
it's
week.
It's vegan week.
It's the old vegan.
The very first one ever.
Ever in Bake Off
Did
history.
You see there was a Daily Mail article talking about how they'd ruined Great British Bake Off?
Why?
Because there's a
too
vegan
many
week.
Ethnics.
That one. But they've had
Briony's hand, two. Vegans, three.
It was mainly the vegans. I think they'd already, you know, vegan. Oh, let me find the headline because I remember seeing it last
week.
Yeah,
you have to go to the comments section for the rest.
Oh, we'll
of
go
it.
There.
But it was vegan week, and I think this it's just because they've done gluten free week before, as we mentioned. It's just a fresh challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this
is interesting.
Because I think at this stage they're all good bakers. Let's put them under the cosh.
Yeah.
No eggs, mate. What are you going to do
Coshless,
now?
Eggless cosh. No eggs, no milk.
No butter.
No honey.
They said,
I didn't think about that.
I think that is...
It's an animal byproduct. But
it's just like, just don't make a honey cake. Though,
yeah. But you could use honey as a nature's glue, couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. We don't have eggs. What are you going to use? Just some nature's glue.
Has anybody got a pot of nature's glue? Oh, allow me. Spread that on your fucking toast.
So, no fivers allowed.
No fivers.
Made that joke last week.
Good, yeah, you did, didn't you? Unfortunately, spice is allowed, so you can have your synthetic cannabis in there. Oh, vegan friendly.
Yeah.
We got it in. Three weeks in a row?
Ooh.
Feels like it.
Five too many.
Tell you what's missing today, Harry. Look to your left.
I'm looking and I'm seeing nothing.
Exactly. Where's Sean Ford?
He's just not here, is he? He's doing research.
He's doing
research.
He's
in the field.
He's sent his notes in, though, ladies and gentlemen, so don't worry. We'll be hearing from Sean.
End of the show?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He has said, as a disclaimer, I just said, no need to read out if it's shite. That's what he thinks of his notes, but I know for a fact. I've not even looked at them, but I know they won't be because he's...
You'd say he's almost the Rahul of podcasting, isn't he?
He is the Rahul.
Oh, it might be shit.
No, it won't be, though. You'll be solid and it'll be funny and everyone will laugh.
Yeah.
Not unlike us, too.
Yeah.
Scratch my beard there. So we're vegan... Vegan week, aren't we?
Yeah. And we start off...
It's vegan week.
As we always do.
Leak. It's vegan week. That was the song.
That was good.
Yeah, thanks.
I liked it. Start off with a sketch that
yeah.
I think increasingly throughout the series we're getting a bit bored of these,
tenuous,
right?
Tenuous, isn't it?
So, all right, you do sketch.
What I did think is that they still commit it to being that long because I guess it's on Channel 4 and they've got to have serve their advertisers. But it doesn't need to be this long anymore.
Yeah. Well, there's less contestants. Yeah, exactly. Easier to make notes. Week one, fingers were a blur.
Yeah, exactly. We had to do our words per minute exam before we could even take notes.
Yeah,
I
was writing in shorthand on one of those court keyboards. Oh, just cracking open a can, ASMR.
Can of ugly. If you were looking for a delicious flavoured sparkling water drink, drink a can of ugly.
That would be good if we got sponsored, though, wouldn't it, one day?
I'll probably tweet them that we did, so see if they'll send us some for next week.
That's a good idea.
All right.
So
it's vegan as well, actually, this.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well.
So there you go.
Beautiful. All right, they got to make 8 tartlets.
Which is going to be tough. Well, the thing is, a couple of kind of points off the top, right? One thing I noticed throughout the episode, sprinkled throughout, if you'll allow me to use a baking term.
Classic
they keep making, like, allusions to, or alluding to, rather, of, like, it still has to taste good. They constantly, oh, well, it'll still taste nice. It's like, I feel that's bad rap for veganism. You know, you and I are a couple of comics, aren't we? A couple of comedians.
Yeah.
A couple of funny magicians.
Oh, yeah.
And, you hear a lot of bad vegan material, don't you?
Tons of it.
Enough to feed a vegan or something because they're all malnourished. Like jokes like that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you're weak because you're vegan.
Or how do you know if someone's vegan? They'll fucking tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah? Right, yeah. And it's a bit lazy, isn't it? 2018, if we continue to eat meat at the amount that we eat, the world's we're overconsuming, so... Start enjoying it.
Cowspiracy.
Yeah. Cowschwitz. Have you seen that? You were in LA, weren't you?
I thought you were going to say I was in the...
No, that'd be different. Took a
was
very
in
dark
the dock,
turn.
Taser in the cows. That's what they do,
oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
pretty
so
much.
There's that. Have you ever driven out of, a couple of well-travelled chaps you've got here talking? There's a, when you go out of LA towards, if you're heading towards, say, San Francisco, north. There's a place, you smell it. It's this huge cattle
death.
Farm. It smells horrendous. It smells like cow shit and just sweaty meat and just bad. It smells bad. And they call it cow shit because that's where all these cows get sent to die.
And be eaten.
Be eaten by
me.
Red-blooded Americans. So, yeah, no, I just felt it was like a bit lazy. It's like, oh, no,
yeah.
It's still going to taste nice. Did it? Of course it is. They weren't going to be like, yeah, it looks pretty, but it'll taste like shit. And that's what I wanted to happen. However, that might happen. We'll find out about it in
we'll
a minute.
We'll see.
So they got these, yeah, sorry.
Bryony's up first.
Yeah.
What's she doing? She's making a French onion.
She had her Vans on.
She had her Vans on.
I like that. Punk rocking it.
You're a punk at heart.
I'm a punk at heart. I'm a punk... Red, no.
You're a corporate punk.
I'm like the Sex Pistols, but when they were on a credit card.
You're like Johnny Rotten when he was in the butter adverts.
Yeah, yeah I'm punk, but I'll give you a lift home.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you did give me a lift today, so that's good, isn't it? French onion and celeriac and apple. And
sounds
Paul
good.
Says, that sounds like a dessert, Bryony. We'll see how that turns out later.
Also, when French onion. What's for dessert? Oh, that's a lovely main course, that stroganoff. What's for dessert? Oh, onions. What?
Well, sweet onions,
where,
baby.
Where do you eat, Paul Hollywood?
Hollywood Bakery.
She used Prosecco for the caramelizing of the onions. I like that.
That's like special occasion stuff,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, pop a bit of Prosecco. Tell you what, if I was in the kitchen, not a chance. I'd have been drinking it. I love a bit of Prosecco.
Glugging away.
Sorry, onions. This one's on me. Glug, glug, glug. That's what I'd say. Dry onions for your dessert.
That'd be funny. It could get in the show. John's making garlic mushroom, one of them, and one of them is making a falafel.
Yeah. You've got a lemon shirt on this week.
This is a good one. This
it was
is
a
like
nice shirt, that.
High
I
quality.
Liked it. Yeah. That was more. Have you seen those suits that you can buy that are quite high? They're like all
Zoot
patterned.
Suits.
Is that what they are?
I don't know. Oh. I've just heard that before.
Have you seen them, Phil? Have you seen them? Have you seen these suits?
Like something maybe like Bruno Mars would wear?
Yeah, they're, it's like very strong pattern, but it's like the whole suit of it.
Trendy.
Isn't that funny?
Is it?
But no. But I thought it looked quite nice. If that was on a tablecloth, I'd have enjoyed it.
I'd wear that.
Yeah.
On holiday.
We could tell one thing with John. He's struggling with vegan week, isn't he? Right out of the box. He went, can we have kebab week next? All right, John, chill out.
Like, no, you don't bake a kebab. A.
A. B, no. C, no.
D?
No, blood is not able to be put in it, because I know you like transporting blood. You can't transport that into your cake, your blood transporter.
You bloody idiot.
I was driving the other day and I saw a blood...
John?
I didn't see John, but it was a guy transporting blood, and I immediately thought of John. And I also then thought, because people kind of give him a berth, because it says, you know, caution, carrying blood. Da-da.
Yeah.
I thought, like, what a great thing to just put on your bike and then we'll just get out of your way, because it's not official. It's not like an ambulance where it's like, oh, ambulance siren.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a nice thing to do, isn't it, if you see it. Like, oh, they've got a bit of blood in there.
Get out before it gets
I'll give way.
Cold.
Yeah, exactly. Or warm? I don't know.
Depends.
We're not bacon blood, so... And you certainly couldn't on vegan week.
No. Manon, she's making summer and winter ones.
And she went, vegan is not boring. Again, see, look, why do you... Why
and she's making a ratatouille one. Right? Never had a ratatouille.
You haven't?
No, but I've seen the film
Yeah.
Ratatouille.
Yeah.
And it looks absolutely spectacular.
It's lovely, yeah.
So I always have wanted a ratatouille.
Shall we make... We'll add that to the list of things we need to bake and make.
I would love that.
Should we have a meal... So what have we got? We've got Mississippi mud pie.
Yeah.
Bay leaf and bay leaves to drink. So that'd be like a nice little aperitif to start. Bay leaf with bay leaf in it.
Yeah.
Bay leaves with a bay leaf in it.
Sean's making chapatis.
Sean's got the ghee everywhere, isn't he?
Ghee'd up to his eyeballs.
Yeah. And
now some ratatouille.
Now we've got some ratatouille in the main, and now we've got a Mississippi mud pie to finish. Yeah. Oh, I'm still a bit full. Don't worry. Or like, actually, my jaw needs a bit of a workout. Here's Ruby's claggy cake from last week.
It wasn't claggy.
It wasn't claggy, was it? It was nice. Well, I don't know why I brought it up. I feel bad.
Stop bringing it up.
Still writing that apology for Ruby.
Summer, winter, ratatouille. I love ratatouille. Rahul, he's making some Indian treats.
He went, oh, I'm using flavours from home. I went, no shit. Of course you are.
It's like, stick to what's working.
Every week.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Every week, the researcher at Heroes, what are you making this week? No worries, give me a sec. Speed dials mum.
Give us a recipe.
What have I got to do? She sends it over, faxes it over or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I've three quotes I wrote down from Raoul from this section. Because then, you know, he's like, how are you, Noel's like, how are you feeling, Raoul? He's like... not positive, just counting my final days. What? So depressed. And then when he sort of went, I have a feeling it looks funny.
Yeah.
And then he lifted up his pastries before they finished, and he went, I don't think that's a soggy bottom. And I like that as well. Those are things we're all sad this week.
That was just in the first test.
Yeah, and it's...
And then we've got Kim Joy. She's making tofu mascarpone.
I wrote here, fucking tofu. Tofu is tasteless. And she was like, I love tofu. No one loves tofu. And she went, I'll have a big block of tofu and soy sauce. So you like soy sauce. Because all you're doing is you've created a vessel. You might as well just have a spoon and drink the soy sauce. Because tofu is tasteless. Have you had tofu?
Yeah, I don't mind it. You know.
It doesn't taste for anything, does it?
Nah, but sometimes you want something to chew on, don't you?
We'll just have a bit of bread.
What if you're...
What a pitta. Have a pitta.
Have a pitta. That's what John would do.
Yeah.
And shove a kebab in it.
What's this fucking tofu? I don't know why he's northern.
He's Welsh, isn't he?
He's Welsh. Oh, boy, oh.
And then the proof of the pudding, it's in the taste.
Yeah.
We're tasting now. Manon's up first. Well baked. Looks good. But the flavours...
Aren't there.
Very mild.
Mm.
Oh, but delicious still. Actually, I've stopped reading. Very mild, but very delicious. Oh, my notes. So she did. So
that was a cue card. We go cut. Let's check that again, please, Harry.
Very mild, but very delicious. The ratatouille tastes like the south of France.
Ooh.
And then Ruby's up.
So you had to take all these notes because I was having a battered sausage and chips at this point, wasn't I?
Oh, we actually missed out Ruby. She's making a butternut. and chili and a cheesy green with some yeast.
Yeah, and her sisters are vegetarians because she's got nothing of interest to say.
And then Ruby, they look great, but the cheesy broccoli just tastes of broccoli.
Yeah. She used that powdered nutritional yeast, which tastes of cheese, apparently.
Well, apparently it didn't.
It tasted nothing, did it?
And then the other one was just plain in flavour and too spicy. So she didn't do a great job there, Rubes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Rahul next. Lovely pastry. Looks great. The chickpea curry was very good. Prue, do you remember what Prue said?
She went, oh no, I can't know what she said. I can
she see. Said,
she went, oh, poetry. Poetry.
That was poetry. Great. See, this is why Paul's handshakes are bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like, use your words. Like, that is so much more.
That's much more powerful.
Yeah.
That, ironically, her saying poetry was like poetry.
It was.
Just a one-word poem.
A poem can be any length.
It can. Haikus, not so much. We learned about them tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, haikus have to be a specific... But not every poem has to be a haiku.
No.
Unless you're Kim Joy.
Kim Joy, huh?
Kim Joy did a great job here, didn't she?
More owls. Here, I just want to point out, she went... They went, oh, you're using putting a squirrel on here. She went, yeah, squirrel's cool. I didn't really like animals growing up, but I was kind of scared of animals. Of course you were.
No, she's lovable.
Do you think?
She did a great job. The flavours are great. It's delicious. They love the tofu. They said it's very cooling.
Cooling? She put frozen tofu in.
That's what Paul said. And then she got a handshake, didn't she?
But he did that weird, like, he, like, hesitated.
Handshake.
Yeah.
Well, you gave four away last week, so let's not pretend they're gold dust.
Yeah, exactly. Not a showing forward peck in the cheek.
No, sir. And then Bryony, rubbery pastry. And what she's done is she's just made a bloody apple pie, and then she's made one with hot dog onions on.
I wouldn't mind that. Somebody gave you a pie that had hot dog onions on it.
I love a hot dog onion, but it would have to be like a pork pie with hot dog onions on.
That's
nice. That's a good idea,
isn't
it?
That is nice, yeah. Well, what if you did, if you just sliced up hot dogs?
Yeah.
Like Frankfurters.
Yeah.
Like the Hertz ones, the ones you get put in the microwave. Where you can
thick
boil
ones.
No, the thin ones. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, them. Slice them up, right?
Yeah.
In your pastry.
Yeah.
Onions on the top, obviously glaze and Prosecco, because classy.
Mustard.
Bit of mustard, maybe ketchup. I thought that's sacrilege in certain places, isn't it?
I like, this is my hot dog, two mustard to one part ketchup.
Can you walk me through that? What would that look like?
So I've got a hot dog,
yeah,
and I'll probably go with the mustard.
You go and just
zigzag
down the dog,
and then ketchup.
Yeah,
I'll just go line
straight,
just one line.
Okay,
so it's two, because I think if you have too much ketchup,
yeah.
You want that mustard flavour.
What mustard would you go? Like English mustard or like American mustard?
American mustard.
Swedish mustard if you get it from IKEA.
Yeah, I'd go American. Yeah. But I mean, if you want to be fancy, like a Dijon mustard would be good. I would never go English though.
No.
That's...
I'm not really a big fan of the Dijon or the English. I like the simpler, the American simple palate I've got.
Mustard.
But this hot dog pie, I quite like the sound of that. That could be our starter and our meal.
Yeah.
Like a short crust hot dog pie.
Yeah, no, I'm
pastry.
Into it. I love
pastry. Let's
love
remember that for the final banquet we do.
Oh, yes. And then we got the technical, Ross.
Tropical fruit pavlova, isn't it? Now, hold on. Pavlova? What are you going to need for that? I think you probably need some egg whites.
Bloody egg. No eggs allowed, mate.
Hold on. What? It's vegan week.
What the heck?
These guys are going to be walking around like headless chickens.
Oh, that seems like it's a joke, but I'm not sure it is.
Well, they wouldn't be allowed in there, and they would still have their heads on if they were free range and organic.
And
living nice lives, they'll never die. Well, we don't have natural causes. Pet chickens. Did you have anybody have the weird pets growing up like that? Oh, we've got chickens.
Did I have a weird pet?
No, did you? Or did you? But two, did you know people that had...
No, someone that had a terrapin.
That's not particularly weird, is it? It's like a little... That's like a
I
little...
feel like that is a 90s thing, isn't it? People
yeah.
have terrapins. No, you know, I don't think so.
Dogs, cats, hamsters, maybe.
I had a hamster.
Did you? Yeah. What was it called?
Mutu.
After
Adrian Mutu, the Chelsea footballer who got sacked for using cocaine in a nightclub and being pictured.
Ironically,
and
ended up looking a bit, running around like a hamster, probably.
In the wheel.
After the old gear.
Yeah.
That's nice. Didn't have a hamster myself. Just a dog and a cat. So.
Just the classics. Just the one, two.
Aquafavra. Aquafava?
It's chickpea juice, isn't it?
Chickpea juice.
This was really interesting. Yeah. I was just like watching, and it's just so surprising.
I was impressed that Jess was like, "Oh, they're going to use chickpea," and I was like, "What? How do you know that?" Yeah. You know, when people know things like that, he's like, "How are you?
Are you a baker?
Yeah, you're a bloody master baker.
Maybe.
But they were. I've never made it, and you know, I know how to make a meringue because we talked about it before.
Yeah,
Italian method. That's the thing I could have said.
You would be out your depth, mate.
Yeah. I'd have been like, ooh, chickpea juice. What am I going to do? Make a curry? With this chickpeas? No, because they're not in it. It's just the juice. I'd poured it down the sink and they'd gone, whoa, Ross, what are you doing? You needed that for your meringues.
Pour the chickpeas down the sink. Keep the juice.
What? I need a reverse drainer. What's the opposite of a sieve? I need that.
Alright, so, it was interesting.
A lot of undercooking of the meringue.
Yeah, because I've written down a quote, because Kim Joy took ours out, had a little poke around, took it out too early.
Boom, bomb fell
out. She put it back in, and she said, maybe it needs a bit more crispy. And I like that. I thought that's...
So that tofu got into her brain.
Unusual use of words.
Yeah, undercooked it initially, and then I've just kind of written down, you saw them all kind of struggling, really. The big thing, what they didn't realise, is the amount of time it would take for the meringue to cook in this new aquafavre world.
Yeah, the whole method is skew-if.
Yeah, exactly. In a post-apocalyptic eggless world, all your times have got to be adjusted for this new chickpea juice you're using.
Yeah.
If I opened a tin of chickpeas now and said drink the juice, would you do it?
I'd say whip them up and I'll eat them with a spoon. That's meringue, baby.
Yeah. No sugar? No, put a bit of sugar in and curdle it on that for the sweetness.
That's like a kind of like riddle question. Like, how would eat a whole can of chickpeas and choosing, including the juice, without being sick? Or chop down the chickpeas, whip up the juice, have dessert.
Yeah, like, you're making a dessert. Yeah, I'm just going to repeat what you just said. So I'm going to stop myself.
Yeah, so just do the minus 15 and just listen to what I said again.
and then press minus 15 twice and you'll skip all this bit.
Yeah, this is, all right, 14, 15. So, and they tasted it.
Now it sounds I said something funny because we're still laughing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tasted it. Kim Joy's.
Sixth.
Looked bad. Thin.
Thin like a...
like a bloody vegan. Hey, look out.
Hello.
So yeah, undercooked, because she'd undercooked it, it cracked, and it wasn't indulgent enough.
No, she's...
Pavlova's got to be indulgent.
So they say. Fifth, Bryony.
Yeah.
Fourth, John.
Lazy with the piping. Delicious, but it has a very runny pastry.
Come on, John. Third, Ruby.
Yeah.
Manon, second.
Lack of definition, but rather nice.
Number one.
Rahul!
It's your boy. It's Rahul.
I've just written here, just let him win it now. It's a done deal.
I feel like it's going to be one of them, because it's judged week by week. If he goes home, it's going to be chaos.
Chaos in the
kitchen. Imagine he went home next week.
Oh.
Because he just had a bad week.
Yeah.
It'd be complete injustice.
Absolutely.
Brian is still in there. It's a mess.
Brian, yeah. Vans are not.
But
so yeah,
we're not dealing with that.
Kim
now.
Joy didn't do well there. Actually, oh, I always get flustered in the technical.
Yeah.
Well,
not surprising.
Good Baker should be able to breeze through a technical. Out of all of them that are still in it, they've all done. Brian is the only one that's properly flopped it in a technical, but it's lived to see through it, right? As in, like, usually the person that does worst. Am I correct in thinking from memory? The person that's worst in the technical, they're gone that week.
I don't know. I feel like the technical is the least taken into account.
Which I think when you've got to be a great British baker.
Yeah.
One, you can't be French, so man, and you're done. Two, you should be able to just be like, come on.
I think at the end of the day, though, people watch the show for the big cakes, don't they?
They love a big cake. Well, they're in luck, because what have we got next?
It's a showstopper.
Yeah.
Vegan celebration cake. I like this because it's broad, simple, and you know there's going to be some good ones. Yes.
And again, here's what I know. They must be utterly delicious. Well, actually, I was going to make it average and just see what...
I was going to make a dog food cake, mate.
But vegan dog food, yeah? Did you see the before... I think they before we got to the thing, they were chatting about how it's all going, obviously, and he went, Noel asked, oh, is there a Paul Hollywood vegan cookbook? And he went, nope.
Yeah, looked livid.
Yeah, I went, and I've written here, but there is probably a Nazi one.
That's good.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably another 15 seconds back and then another double tap of it.
Just double tap through the old Nazi joke. So Paul Hollywood. He's got a Nazi cookbook.
What do you think about that?
I pre-ordered two.
Who's this character? It's the guy that pre-orders Paul Hollywood's cookbooks.
Yeah. Put me down for two.
Hey. Do you want to cook in my kitchen? Well, I've got two of these cookbooks, so we can look at them separately, but cook together.
Oh, what's in there? All the cakes and white chocolate. Yeah.
But is it white with a milk? Oh, what? With coconut oil?
No, coconut.
No?
Just milk. Good British milk.
Oh, good British milk. Yeah, because it's bloody desperate.
That's character comedy there.
That's it. That's the kind of comedy you can hear the jokes to our monthlies on Wednesdays.
Oh, that was bad. Skip again that bit.
I quite liked our character. We've never done character comedy before.
I don't
before,
know. Immediately when I finished, I was like, I shouldn't have done that.
Do you feel like you were out of your comfort zone?
I think I enjoyed the voice.
For that moment, it was your vegan week. But in comedy, really.
In a way, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I thought, I'll start doing the voice and I'll think of something funny to say. But it didn't happen.
And then I got in with you.
Double down.
Double down. If the ship's sinking, don't bother holding your breath.
If this is a question for you, not related to Bake Off.
Go on.
If you were going to drown.
Yeah.
Right. You're like in the Titanic.
Yeah.
How would you manage it? Would you, like, hold your breath for as long as possible? No. Or would you just be like, let's just...
or just swallow it.
Take a lungful.
Oh, God, what a horrible question. I would...
You know what I mean? Just get it over with. Or would you be like... I'm just, like, holding my breath.
I'm definitely drowning. I have no choice.
You're,
in
like, locked in a room in the Titanic.
I'd be like, right, how can I hang myself?
No, you're already...
You're out, the water's rising.
It's on your chin. Chin level, mate.
Shit. That is genuinely, I think, I can't think of a worse way to die. I think drowning for me would be the worst way to die. Drowning or, you don't drown, you can't breathe, can you? So it's like asphyxiation.
Yeah.
But something happened, somebody took, it's getting dark. But I think something happened, apparently most people don't drown, they asphyxiate. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
I'll research it for next time. You listen to Baking Bad, the Great British Bake Off, but we're on Vegan Week.
Yeah.
How would you drown? Tweet us at the jokes. It's been Partridge, that, isn't it?
I feel like we're drowning in bad content. That's a link. Let's move on now to the cakes.
Yeah.
All right. Kim Joy, Fox themed birthday cake.
Of course
cake.
It is.
Lavender and lemon, inspired by her travels. On holiday. Where's she been? They don't say.
They don't say, so it must have been somewhere shit. Where did you go? Blackpool. And they had lemon and lavender ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, I like a lemon ice cream.
Yeah, lemon and lavender. I feel like the lavender would overpower it or be too flowery.
Yeah,
the lemon would...
Am I getting a massage or an ice cream?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, do you want me to have a deep sleep or a tasty treat?
Ideally, both.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, I would say that it was our friend's spirit animal was a fox or something like that.
Hmm.
And she was wearing fox earrings
yeah.
and a little fox necklace.
She's on trend.
She's on trend, but also, do you think her boyfriend is a bit jealous? Like, who's the friend?
Oh, who's the fox?
Yeah, who's the fox that Kim Joy's got around her neck?
Yeah. What's his spirit animal?
Nibbling on her earlobes. What's Kim Joy's boyfriend's spirit animal?
Yeah.
Just like a World of Warcraft creature.
Orc.
I know. John.
Only fools eat horses.
10 out of 10. Give him the. If there was an award for best name for a cake, that's out there. That's up there.
And then you look at what it is. It's just a chocolate orange.
Chocolate orange cake. That
he's made chocolate orange every week.
He has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh boy, oh, do you want a bit of chocolate orange? How about a Terry's here, melted in?
But yes, but he's on the chopping board, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Move those oranges out of the way.
So he's got to pull it out the back here. Bryony, for her lactose intolerant little brother, she's making a hazelnut mocha.
Lovely that. That sounds nice.
Mm. Manon?
So, yeah, go on.
Spiced apple cake. What do you think of that? Just another
yeah,
cake, isn't it?
It's all right, yeah. Apple cake.
Rahul. Now this is...
Here we go.
This is a good one because this is real. This is something I didn't know, which I think it must
nice
be...
Nice little cultural bit of...
A cultural of thing, yeah. Whatever part of India he's from. The a widow will give up food as like I imagine like a sort of mourning.
Yeah.
And she gave up eggs and meat. So she basically went vegan.
Yeah.
Near enough.
Oh yeah.
Couldn't eat a cake.
Couldn't eat a cake. So,
so
yeah.
He's making a cake,
cake
for her.
The cake his nan couldn't have.
That's really good. You can tell Noel's touched by that
as
well.
I was touched by it.
It's just everyone's got a little story, but sometimes it's a good one.
I've written, Raoul's quite camp. Do you find him to be a little campy?
He's like a little,
He goes, oh, and then he does like things, he's quite effeminate with his hands and things like that.
He
reminds me a bit of, do you remember the film The Birdcage?
No.
Then never mind.
Do you reckon... Even one of our listeners will.
Starring Robin Williams. It's a classic. Funny film. Anyway, Robin Williams is in The Birdcage. He's this sort of like quite camp, flamboyant club owner. And there was just some air of it, Raoul being a bit like that.
Yeah.
He's also, I wrote this down, Raoul's the ultimate straight man. If you were in a double act with Raoul, jobs are good. Sandy comes over.
He's committed to the role.
Yeah.
No matter how many jokes you throw at him.
Just, what? Excuse me? And then there was that bit where he turned the Magimix on. Sorry, the KitchenAid on. And the flour.
Oh.
Went, blew up in his face and he just went, oh. Love it.
Another great episode from him. And then Ruby's saying...
So, I was wondering, so Raoul, obviously a really heartfelt story about my nan.
Mm.
Wow, that's really touching, really interesting. What's Ruby got?
An ice cream once.
With her granddad.
Oh, so you're making an ice cream cake? No, no ice cream in it. So what are you talking about ice cream?
Yeah. And she went, we had just had ice cream with my granddad. It was just really nice.
Yeah.
All right, well. What does it Boyzone say? You say it best when you say nothing at all. Maybe pop that on your iPod on the way home, Ruby, for the next week. Because fuck me, that was boring.
Listen to Ronan. I think that was actually Ronan solo.
Was it?
Look, I've got facts for you.
Yeah. No, I think you're right, yeah. Is that Notting Hill? From Notting Hill? Girls, yeah, the smile on your face. Yeah, it was. Notting Hill soundtrack.
They're making their cakes, and a lot of them...
Now...
They're looking wonky.
Really wonky. You made a... So there's... A technique they used here, you aren't very happy with it. Now, I don't know when this... So, they were talking about the naked cake method. Now, I'll talk about that in a second. Now, at one point, I wrote down, you did this. You watched something, and you just said out loud. It's not often you get, you know, quite animated when watching a book. You went, what the fuck is going on? Now, what was that in regards to? Was that the naked cake?
I think it was Ruby's cake, right?
Yeah.
She's making a two-tiered cake. What she's done, where she's gone wrong, is she's put the smaller cake on the bottom.
Yeah, and she's made one with a very light cake, lemon, and chocolate, dense. Now, in history, science, things where you'd use logic, you wouldn't put the heavy thing on the top when the smaller, weaker thing is on the bottom, would you?
Definitely not.
Ruby's a project manager. Somebody would be calling that up in the meeting minutes, wouldn't they? Yeah. Just can we add this to the agenda? You know.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a new block of flats going up. Where are they going up? The desert.
Yeah.
Build that up on sand.
Yeah. Okay, very fable, like today. The man that, you know, Ruby is the baker that built her cake on sand.
In a way, that's what we all are. And then we get a little peek behind the curtain. Ooh, oh, bake's over. We're not going straight to the taste.
No.
Taking a little break. Oh, walking out. They're just having a chat. They're walking along. It's quite a nice moment.
Yeah. Bloody hell.
Look in the tent.
Is it?
Ruby's cake.
Leaning Tower of Pisa. Ooh. Oh, no.
Plonk. Done.
Boring.
So that's fallen over.
Yeah, and Noel looked genuinely upset.
Like, yeah, because she was the one of the few that didn't see it.
Yeah.
So Noel had to say, your cake's fallen over.
He broke the bad news.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the last 4 hours you've been working on for nothing.
See that? Yeah. Have you ever heard of a fable about the people that built their houses on the sand? The man that put his house on there. Was it the sand? There's the guy that put his house by the beach. And there's a different, it's about foundation.
And then
isn't it?
The wolf comes and he blows them all down.
That's it. Yeah. He's on holiday. The naked cake.
Oh.
So what did you think about the old naked cake, Harry?
I didn't like it.
You don't like that? If I said, hey, happy birthday, and you're like, ooh, what's this?
I feel like it's a trend that is obviously stupid.
It's, for that home listener, I mean, you probably watch Bake Off if you've listened to this, and if you're still listening, sorry. You're putting it round, and you're kind of smearing the sides in a way that you have the effect that you can sort of... It felt a bit like if I presented you a cake through, like, the shower glass after
you
had
see,
a shower.
You can see the sponge through
it's
it.
It's like, oh, there's a silhouette.
And look, to me, it screams of changing rooms, 1990s.
Yeah.
Shabby chic. Oh, we're going to paint this chair white.
Yeah.
Then we're just going to, like, sand it. Just
haphazardly. Don't sit on it. It's made of MDF. It'll probably last 2 weeks. Good luck tucking that into your desk.
Yeah, handy-andy's.
Handy-andy's off.
Not a wizard, is he?
No. But you can sand to make things look shabby.
I don't like it.
You're not happy about it, are you? I didn't mind it. I thought it looked quite nice when you got the levels of the tiers of the cake. You could see it through, and it was like a nice touch. And they talked about it when they started tasting them, and what did they think of the tastes?
Bryony, first. Hers is good, looks really nice, looks really neat. But my only thing was, hers was about a quarter of the size of everyone else's. And I just feel like it's a showstopper.
Yeah.
I feel like that they should have said, like, with the pavlova there, like, it should be decadent. I feel like this is meant to be a celebration cake. Whereas it was like a nicely made cake.
Branny's just proving that even if everything you have isn't full size, doesn't mean it can be a bad thing.
Size isn't everything.
Exactly. Well, I think that's nice.
You know.
She's short. I think she's the shortest one in the tent. No, Raoul is actually.
Raoul's only 4'8".
He's nearly certified as a little person.
And then we've got John.
Yeah.
Wonky. Claggy.
Yeah.
Good flavours.
Chocolate orange.
He knows what he's doing with the chocolate orange.
John, you've put an entire Terry's chocolate orange in the middle here, mate. It's a vegan one. Take a slice. Take a segment.
And then we've got Manon. She's got the shabby chic cake, I've written.
This was my favourite. I think my favourite critique of the whole series.
Because it started off...
Here we go.
This is it looks great. And she's confident. She's just like, I've smashed this one.
Yeah.
Everyone else's has fallen over. Mine's brilliant. But they said, underbaked, not a good cake at all.
Yeah, looks great, tastes awful.
Yeah.
Oh.
So bad.
That is harsh.
So bad.
I don't think I've heard that so far this season.
Yeah, usually it's...
And like previous seasons, I've seen people accidentally put salt in instead of sugar. I'm looking forward to when we do that episode.
Yeah.
So, looks great, tastes awful. You don't fucked it.
Rahul, his has collapsed.
Yeah.
He might cry. The drizzle has weakened the foundations.
He's out, yeah. The man that builds his house.
The man who built his house in... A drizzle.
A drizzle. Foundations are soggy. Flopped it.
Ruby, it's collapsed, but they're tasty.
Chocolate or the lemon. Two separate cakes. Oh, they were supposed to be eaten separately. Well, why did you just do one?
Just do one or do ones that complement each other.
Yeah.
Do a chocolate one. Do an orange one.
Yeah. Have a word with Johnny, I'll sort you out.
And that's our bakers. What do you think of that?
Mm. Who did you? So we what we do now is we go. Who do you think was star baker?
Consensus. Who did I say? I said Kim Joy.
Yeah. And then who did we think was going?
John.
Hey, and guess what happened?
Proof right.
The proof was in the next bit of the show where they revealed the truth.
It was in the narrative arc.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, Kim Joy's done it again. That's her second star baker. And then John, popular character. We all love John.
Yeah.
I think it's a shame. And I'll say at this point, I do like everyone left.
Yeah. You know what? This week, I know there's been a big, I feel like I've bowed to pressure. We've had a door knocking campaign. Flyers are through the letterbox. Seeing the ads on Facebook. Starting to like Kim Joy.
She's charming.
She is charming. She's got that Kim Joy energy.
Yeah.
It's undeniable.
She's great.
She's fun. She waggles her head a lot. Like, when she speaks, she's like
animated. Left,
yeah, she's animated. Are
we ready for...
I was going to say, shall we have a listen to see what old Sean Ford's got to say? I put on, obviously, the Sean Ford music.
Yeah, let's see what Sean Ford's thoughts are.
I just want to make sure this is the right one. Yeah, it is.
Let's get some music for Sean Ford's comments.
So
this is Sean Ford's roundup.
Sean Ford.
Read by Ross Drummond.
Dearest Ross and Harry, once again... I am deeply sorry that I cannot be there to watch the Great British Bake Off tonight. As you read this out, I am busy with my charity work, teaching the fundamentals of improv to the youth of Slough, whilst inspiring youngsters to yes and their education and letting them know the perils of ad-libbing their GCSEs, feel free to use the following quips. Manon. Cannot live by bread alone. This week, Ruby has confused not using eggs, milk, and butter with not using common fucking sense. John looks like the kind of guy who'd order an omelette from the Chinese. Aquafaba is the Claude Makélélé of vegan cooking. He might not be the most exciting player, but you'll bloody well notice him when he's not there.
Yeah.
10 out of 10. Kim Joy, more like Kim over the moon, am I right?
He's right.
The only thing more frigid than Paul and his handshakes this week was me during 3 years of university. Warmest regards... Sean Ford.
Thanks, Sean. Good to hear from you.
So good. Oh, it's got to the serious bit of the music, but I'll fade it out.
Don't need that. We're serious enough. This is serious business.
So serious. What's happening next week, Harry?
Norway week. Is it?
Denmark week. Danish week.
And this isn't me, like, I've written down Norway.
Buddy, wherever it is, Scandinavia, isn't it? Danish week, Harry.
They're making Danishes.
Yeah, Danishes.
Everyone loves a Danish.
Delicious. Get as much egg and butter and all that as you like.
Yeah.
What's your favourite Danish?
Egg-flavoured.
Just crack an egg in the middle of it. That's not supposed to be apricot, mate. No, it's rye egg. No, you go like the Danish. Would you like the Danishes with like the little fruit in them, or do you just like it, maybe like a croissant, or you know, some people cinnamon, or
cinnamon's good.
Yeah,
fruit's good. I like them all. I'm gonna hold my judgment.
You're pastry agnostic.
They could exist.
That's okay.
So that's it. That's another pod, isn't it?
Another pod.
That we've done here. How do you think it's gone?
I think it's gone quite well.
I'd say it's probably in the middle of the pack in podcasts we've done.
Yeah.
Not the worst.
What do you
not
think? What would have made it better?
Sean. I just think, you know, sometimes it wasn't a bad one. It wasn't my best.
Bit like Vegan Week, really. It wasn't the worst.
Yeah.
Not memorable, not really got a lot of moments for me to remember. Well, Harry Monaghan, you've been Harry Monaghan.
I've been Harry Monaghan. Who have you been, Ross Drummond?
I've been Ross Drummond.
That's great.
And you've been listening to Bacon Bad, the Great British Bake Off podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye. Here's a bit of Rob Roy soundtrack.
Yes, please.